The situation that you described as far as immigration is concerned and people here, you know, that is a Congress has to pass that. We talked a lot about that here, just what was happening. You know, we have a situation where we have, you know, the Spanish border, you know, which is in the southwest. We have the Canadian border, which is all the way here. Then we have Ireland on the eastern border. So, you know, we can't just make a policy just for one. That doesn't mean that there can't be some special thing as they had here before with the Walsh visas. And that's something that Congress is looking into. And Ireland has a lot of friends in Congress. So, you know, they'll at least get the attention.
You're optimistic that some moves may be made positively in that direction in the coming years.
I think that there's a lot of reasons for doing it, but you know when you get to the legislative process, you don't know what's going to happen.
There's much talk in this area about foreign direct investment, mostly from America, has to be said. 200 jobs coming our way from United Healthcare this week. There is something that American business likes about this part of the world.
Oh, very, very much so. You know, number one, its location is something that can be very helpful. What they do here, they have the highest educated citizenry, I think, of anywhere. And so, you know, if you're looking for somebody that's able to do some things, you know, this is the place to look first.